Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll for
tower cleared.
Roger, roll.
Well, my dear friends, welcome to ET First Contact Radio. I'm your host speaking, Martin Horst. 3 times a week I bring you the latest galactic news. And for me it is a pleasure to announce my dear guest, Susanna Lee. Susanna Lee is amazing. Dr. Susanna Lee is a talented author, artist, spiritual counselor, and channel. Susanna's spiritual journey is described in length on her website, multidimensions.com, and her YouTube channel, youtube.com/user/Susanna Lee with a Z, written under the pen name of Susan Carroll. This journey continues on her blog at susannaleephd.blogspot.com. Writing is one of Suzanne's many passions and gifts that she has expanded into her private practice. In her counseling and channeling sessions, Susanna helps people all over the globe to connect with the many aspects of their multidimensional self. She also assists them to incorporate that higher consciousness, inner guidance, and expanded perception into their daily life. Dr. Lee is a true maverick in the field of assisting the global awakening. She has expanded her traditional education to branch out to assist those who are seeking a greater understanding and communicating with their multidimensional self. With the new multidimensional self-image, they can regain latent skills that will assist them in creating their new life. Suzanne's website, blog, and YouTube channel guide the reader through a process of awakening and becoming their multidimensional self, who exists free of the limitations and illusions of the third dimensional reality. And I have always known that I'm multidimensional and that all life is multidimensional. And I have been following Susanna Lee since 2008, when she wrote about the Arcturian corridor with the sacred geometry. I remember reading this with the crystals. And I also remember that Susanna had a few podcasts on BBS radio, and I think they're still in the archive. So, dear Susanna, I want to really heartfully welcome you to ET First Contact Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Yes, and for me, it's a big honor. I have wanted to interview you many times in the past, but then there was another guest and another request, and then because it's I think I have done around 1600 interviews with channelers, people that have contact with ETs, known people and very unknown people, astronauts, and from the whole field of education and experience. And it's an amazing job to do this. I love what I'm doing, and I love to get the truth out about the fact that the universe is teeming of life all over, and all those civilizations are right here, right now, to see our progress, the progress of humanity on Gaia, and to see that we are evolving in our consciousness and evolving our evolution into the spiritual wisdom that is always, that has always been there and given to us by the Creator. So, Susanna, what a beautiful time to be alive, and what a beautiful time, I think, is right now is the right time to have you on the show. So please tell us, what are your latest insights and news that you had from the Arcturians or the Pleiadians, or anything that you want to share about the things that are right now going on in the higher dimensions?
Well, what is going on in the higher dimensions is that there is an accelerating rate of communication with the people that are here on Earth. And one of the things that the Arcturians have told me is that they knew that Earth would need some extra help during this period of time. And so many of their galactic higher expressions of people, for we are all multidimensional beings, whether we know it or not. We have our third dimensional body, our fourth dimensional body. We have our fifth dimensional body on the different starships and moving into the sixth and beyond into the higher dimensions. And so our higher selves have actually connected with our physical forms through putting a degree of their essence directly into our conscious awareness. Now, I had a near-death experience when I was just a baby, and so I kind of said, no, I don't want to go back. But they talked me into going back and said that they would go with me. So I have had this interconnection for all the life that I can remember, but I had to always keep that quiet because, you know, I was born in 46, so this was not really information that was out for the masses at that time. But there are more and more people that are awakening to this fact. And there are more movies and shows and books. I mean, there is so much information about the exciting times that we are in now. So, did you want to ask me a direct question about a certain part of that? Or
I just want to say that you are so right about the fact that so many people are waking up. And yes, my father was also born in 1946. And I know that in the 50s and early 60s, people didn't have that awareness. But the generation that you are from has brought the Indigo children, and maybe you are one of the early starseeds that were coming to Earth with the important mission to communicate truth to humanity. So yes, I agree with you. Susanna, can you describe the love that you feel when you are in contact with the Arcturians?
Okay, well, that's a little difficult to describe because it's so, it's visceral. Well, I guess the best way to explain it probably would be that it activates the Kundalini force in my spine. And so I can feel the energy field going up and down my spine and across my shoulders and into my head. And I feel total acceptance, complete safety. And also, for myself, it's such a working relationship that because I've been in contact with them for so long and I've been channeling them through since about 93, actually the Palladians were the first one to communicate with, but the Arcturians came in shortly after. So when they are speaking through me, it's mostly through, well, initially it was through writing. And so it wasn't so much that I was feeling anything. I was almost like a typing machine, and I could see visions. I could see visions of, sometimes I could. But because it was about focusing on the energy field with the intention of bringing it through me and placing it onto, first I did it through writing. And then they said, because I didn't even have, it was before computers. I didn't even have a computer. And then it was those old, you know, DOS computers, the little great, little screens with the green writing. So I had to learn to type fast enough to keep up with what they were saying, but I did. So the feeling is probably one of unity, really feeling united with myself. And then I communicate with them all the time. And whenever I have a question or a decision or anything, then I will pull them in via that feeling of that unconditional love. That is, it's hard to explain. It's kind of a sorry statement that it's difficult to explain what unconditional love is, but it's just a love that doesn't expect anything. It's just a love that just is, and it's a gift. It's a gift. And it makes me feel very safe and very, very protected.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yes, what I understand is that the Arcturians is one of the oldest races in our Milky Way.
Yes.
And also, I was wondering if you could maybe, because you said you started writing or channeling in 1993, if you can give a summary of the books or the texts that you have received and given out starting in 1993 up until now. And that is available for people to read.
Well, I think the very first book, that I wrote was 30 Veils of Illusion. And that was when I meditated every night for, I think it was 60 nights or 30 nights, I forget. It was a long time ago in the 80s. And then I meditated and I went through this experience of releasing the veils of illusion. And I had been in communication, spiritual communication. My first spiritual teacher was in the 70s, and I'd read about the Ascended Masters and the Rays and the Archangels and the Elohim. So I had all that information. I had that education. So when the Arcturians came in, I could communicate with them more clearly. I understood who they were, and it wasn't frightening to me because I knew exactly who they were. And then the first thing that I wrote was my website, multidimensions.com. And within that, I wrote 30 Veils of Illusion and then Reconstructing Reality. And they were self-published for a long time, but now they're are professionally published, and they're on Amazon under Suzanne Lee. All my books are in one place now, so that's good. Lee, L-I-E, because my husband's Norwegian. And then Oh, I've written so many, it's hard for me to even know what I wrote next. I think most of those things went into my website, and then there was all the Arcturian corridors. Oh, and there was one I did with Jeff in Brazil about... he would ask the Arcturians questions, and the Arcturians would answer the questions. Then I wrote a little booklet about returning to my higher self, in which I went through a process of connecting with the version of one of the versions of me that is on a starship named Kepier, because Kepier was one of the beings that came to me, and I got a lot of information through her. And I had a really difficult health experience, and she actually gave me a healing that the doctor was completely amazed and could not understand why the next day I was so much better. Then, you know, who knows time, because the Arcturians are always saying, being in the now, being in the now, being in the now. But 3 years, 4 years, two, I don't know. Then I woke up one morning, and at the foot of my bed was obviously a Palladian in a uniform and looked exactly like a Palladian, and said, "Messages from home." And so I woke up and I came into my office and I started typing what these messages were. And that's when I got the four Palladian perspectives on ascension. And those are my latest books, and they're out now. The other ones are all print version as well as ebooks. The Palladian books are just on ebooks now, but they'll be in print version very soon, because lots of people like print. I like print too, because I work on the computer, so I like to curl up in bed with a book. Yeah, I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, I love laying down in bed with a pillow in my back, leaning against the wall, playing some beautiful music from Edwin Goodall or Usher Queen or Liquid Mind, you know.
Yes. Yes, I like to have music on when I read too.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. Yes, I just started reading another book again from Joseph Ruloff. He was a Dutch medium in the 1940s and 50s. And this book is called The Origin of the Universe. In Dutch, it's called Het Ontstaan van het Heelal, The Origin of the Universe. And it's going so deep. This is so beautiful. It was written in the 40s, but it's still actual today. And,
Yes, there was a lot of conscious contact that occurred in the 50s. And there was quite a few groups that were in communication. They even received certain type of radio that they could speak with. And that got squelched. The cabal came in and brought that to an end. And so then the Galactics could no longer speak with people as easily in that manner, they started actually what you would call channeling, what they would come into people's awareness and give us messages. And when I was first channeling, it was all very new. I don't know what other people were doing, because the internet was brand new. And so when you looked up multidimensions.com, there was like me, that was it, and multimedia. Now you look up multidimensions, and you wouldn't even think of looking up Arcturians. Now you look up either one of those, there's like many, many, many sites. So people have definitely really opened up to the concept, and considering what a shift from where we were back in the 50s and the 60s and even the 70s to where we are now, it's really quite amazing. It has been a very vast awakening to know that we are multidimensional. There's many higher expressions of ourselves. We are in a process of planetary ascension, and we've had myriad lives and myriad incarnations, and most of us have consciously walked over into the fifth dimension at least once, many several times. So this process now is not really about a personal ascension, which in the past there was a personal ascension, and then that person would become a guru, or you know, a religion would develop around that person. Certain ascended masters like Saint Germain popped in and out over many, many different decades and eras. El Moria, he popped in and out quite a bit too. But now the world is really waking up. It's a really beautiful thing to see.
Yes, it is, Susanna. I have a feeling that positive, immense changes are imminent. It's very positive. I think there will soon be an end to all the drama and all the tension going on. And that's because I can feel, especially in the last 2 weeks, that the low vibration is rising, especially in light workers. And the attempts from the cabal to disturb things are becoming more and more limited. And do you believe in the version of, or what is your vision on the event? Because there's a person I interviewed, Alkesh, that speaks about the event when the Dark Cabal will be arrested and there will be disclosure and the funds will be released, that everybody will live in abundance. Sheldon Idle also speaks about it in a certain way. But how do you see that unfolding?
Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to pull in the Arcturians and let them answer that question for you. Is that all right?
Oh, please, yes. Welcome, the Arcturians.
They have a little bit of a different perspective than others. So I'm just going to get out of the way here and see what they have to say. Okay. Blessings. We are very happy to speak to many of you through your radio station. And you were asking the question about how will the ascension process proceed? Would that be a correct way of stating what your question was?
Yes, how the ascension process will continue and how humanity will be confronted with the truth about the existence of the beautiful extraterrestrial civilizations that are out there.
Well, there has been a long, ongoing process, as you know, that there are more and more people who are becoming able to accept that they are not alone. They are moving beyond that illusion. There are also many with whom members of our galactic team as well as celestial team have been in intimate contact with their human representatives for decades. And all of these beings will serve as the guides and the leaders to assist those who are new to the experience. Now, there are many plans that humanity has hoped to hear. However, when we are focusing, when we are living within the now, within our reality of the now, we are not looking down to perceive a sequence of events of this happens, then this happens, then this happens, then this happens. For that is how things occur in a third-dimensional world. Within the third, fourth-dimensional matrix, things are bound by time, things are sequential, things have a base and a middle and a top. However, from our perception of the fifth dimension and beyond, there is no time. We live within the now. Now, therefore, as humanity moves through the higher states of consciousness of their third, fourth dimensional self, they will actually begin to expand their perceptions beyond that limited frequency of the third dimensional perceptions. So therefore, they will begin to have dreams of being on the ship, dreams of intermingling with beings of higher representations. They will have meditations. They will have direct information given. And those that are able to gain this direct information will be seen as the multidimensional leaders, so to speak, because these are the people that will interface between what occurs with those who are still thinking within that third, fourth, time-paced, sequential, get me out of here attitude, and the higher beings that are assisting with this transmutation and that have been assisting with this transmutation for a very long time. Now, one of the things that had to occur before we could become too involved with humanity as a whole is that the weaponry had to be taken out of the hands of the cabal, for they are aware that they have lost this battle between light and dark. And they are aware that they have lost this battle because that battle of that degree of polarity can only exist in that third dimension and lower dimensional realm. Even going into the fourth dimension, it is very difficult to fool people in the manner that they have fooled people and lie to people in the manner that they have lied to people. So as humans expand their consciousness and awaken to the fact that there is no need to be afraid. Now, people want to think in terms of third dimensions of, yes, you'll get lots of money unless you'll do this and then you'll do that and you'll do the other. Money is the third dimensional concept. Fifth dimensional cultures don't have money. Money has basically been a means to control. And therefore, money is extinct on a higher frequency of reality. Disease is extinct because we have regeneration rooms in which you can go into these rooms, and all of these are on our mothership and on other of our ships. You can go into the regeneration room and you are completely healed of all imbalance on you. We have replicators, and so if there's anything you want, you just get it out of the replicator. We have teleportation, so if you want to instantly be at a place, you just teleport to that place. So a lot of the things that people are seeing from a third dimensional level, they're seeing things that they can believe in with their third dimensional consciousness. But this process of ascension goes far beyond that. And so a lot of the things that people want so dearly in the third dimension have no importance whatsoever in fifth dimensional Earth. Does that make sense to you?
Well, my dear Arcturians, this is the most beautiful explanation I heard until now. You know why? Because what I understand and always felt is that disclosure and truth will come to humanity from the higher dimensions Now, when I think that very regular people who have a regular paid job are starting to receive dreams and messages and images in their... because I believe that more and more people are becoming to feel and become aware of the higher dimensions. And this will, as you said in the podcast in 2010, I think, or 11, beautiful podcast. I remember the Arcturian speaking to you, Suzanne, and saying, ascension is a process. And I want to emphasize on the process. It's a process. It's not going to shift in one day. And of course, it will be good for the Earth population to see some truth on the tele vision, that would change into truthful vision. So I don't know if that will happen as long as the control system is in place. But I want to ask the Arcturians, Sue, if there will be a moment where, and it doesn't have to yet, it's not important when this will happen, because this is third dimensional, this is speaking in linear time, but will there be a moment when there will be a changeover and the dark above will really give up and that the light forces will take over, so to say, that we have new governance based on galactic standards?
One of the things that we are speaking through Suzelle and we are saying to others that are able to conceive of this multidimensional thinking and beingness is that instead of thinking of a moment, which is something that is a third dimensional measurement of third dimensional time, we communicate in terms of a nowness. Now, the nowness is actually a state of consciousness. Now, we started a process with Suzelle that she has been writing on her blog since January 2nd of 2015, if anyone wants to go there and read from that point forward about that process of expanding your consciousness, activating higher brain waves, moving into the higher frequencies of perceptions. For ascension is a shift in frequencies. And from that third dimensional perspective, where everybody looks at reality of here's the good guys and here's the bad guys, or here's the ones on top and here's the ones on bottom, and these people give you this amount of money and those people give you that amount of money. That is what will no longer exist. That third dimensional paradigm of polarity, separation, power over others is what is closing. That is the 3D game that is in the process of ending. And that ending of that game doesn't come from being at a certain place at a certain time. It is the result of resonating to a frequency, a higher frequency of consciousness, which activates higher perceptions. And through these higher perceptions, you will begin, and more and more people are beginning, and some have for quite a while, to communicate with your own higher expressions of your own multidimensional self. And as you connect with this information comes in within the now. And the information is not about where do you go, which bank do you go to, what money do you get. It is about how do you assist Gaia. Because what our message is that humanity is multidimensional. And therefore, you don't have to ascend yourself up to another frequency. You already exist at that higher frequency. And you, likely all who would listen to this show, you have chosen to take a fragment of your higher frequency self and place it into your third dimensional body so that you can assist with the process of planetary ascension. So therefore, the first thought is not for when do I get to pay off my house and get a new job. The first thought is, how do I clear up the pollution on Gaia? How do I clean her waters? How do I clean the air? How can I take care of the animals and the plants? How can I clear the atmosphere? So there is a process of moving into unconditional love and higher states of consciousness in which you are no longer concerned about your personal well-being, but primarily concerned about the planetary well-being, which of course engulfs every human, even the cabal. And what we say to all of you is, the best way to deal with the darkness is to send it unconditional love and the violet flame. For they too were once innocent, and the members of the cabal had to go through horrible rites when they were children, and they were forced into this reality. And some of them are actually galactic implants that are assisting from the inside. So it is more than the changes of your third dimensional comfort. It is about the transmutation of your entire thought process, emotional process, and perception of self, away from strictly a personal perception into, I am a member of this planet, therefore I am the planet.
My dear Arcturians, by telling this to me and the listeners, I feel calmed and comfort and love, because it really resonates with me what you're saying. And our multidimensional self, I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, Suzanne, the whole process of ascension and our vibration lifting into higher, more refined frequencies. I think this process is continuing, and at a certain point, I believe that all people on Earth will have a multidimensional consciousness, as many light workers now have already. Because we are leading the way as starseeds. But I believe at a certain point, all of us will be aware of it. And that will be...
all of us within that frequency of reality. Mm-hmm. For, you know, it is easy for us to think of just our third, fourth dimensional reality. But you're right. You know, my information is the out there information. So when people get out there experiences, they come to me. There are a lot of people that are flashing in to a very much higher awareness and perceiving this other reality that is there. Mm-hmm. And so through that process of those things that have been channeled from the Arcturians on the blog, perception is reality. Perception is creation. And mm-hmm. So if we hold our perceptions on, well, I want more money. I want to get out of this job. I want. Okay. That is third dimensional. That is thinking in terms of you are separate from the planet. You are separate from others. Your needs are important. You want your needs to be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. However, as you move into being an ascended being. Ascended beings, if you look at the lives of the beings that have ascended, they did not have easy lives. They did not think about, you know, if they had a nice life or if they got a lot of money or if they got a better job. They spent their life in service to others. And many of them died in a very martyred fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And we're wanting to somehow skip that stage that all ascended beings have gone through. I'm not saying that the stage that we have to be martyred, but the stage where we move beyond that obsession with our personal needs and our personal desires and see ourselves not just as the individual as we are. Of course, me, I'm in, you know, the United States, the epitome of individuality. But move into that state. When I say I mean I humanity, and as much as we would like to say, oh, forget the cabal, but they are a product of the society that we created. We created this reality. We allowed this to go on.
Oh yes, and I think yes, that they had their role to play. Because there was a very strong contrast between the light and the dark in this duality matrix that has endured for, I believe, 13 millennia.
Yes.
But this had a purpose.
Absolutely.
And and because we are now all raising in frequency and in love, their role is coming to an end. And that doesn't mean that we have to curse them or be angry at them. We have to send them unconditional love and actually thank them for that task they had, which is very difficult for any soul to endure this darkness and hate and fear. But they went through this to because we wanted, as starseeds, to experience. I believe I remember reading this on your blog many years ago. We, from the higher dimensions, because there are many Arcturians and Pleiadians and Sirians incarnated right now on Earth. Yes, Gaia is in this ascension process, and the three-dimensional reality is a very fast way of learning, because when you are in the seventh dimension, everything is bliss, everything is wonderful, everything is pure love. But if you want your soul to advance even further, when you come from that state, from that sphere, and you come back to the third dimension, you can learn very quick, but also teach very quick. I think many starseeds, including ourselves, Susanna, are now teaching many beings on Earth what it is to be one and to be in love and to be I am.
Yes. And that is the spirit of planetary ascension.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's wonderful if we... You know, like the dispensing of money,
mm-hmm.
Personally, I'm thinking money basically has been the root of evil. And so giving a whole bunch of money out, that's supposedly going to be the opposite of evil. And if you look at people that win lots of money in the lotto games, etc., most of the statistics show most of them have blasted through millions of dollars in just a few years. So giving out a big dispensation of money is a very third dimensional desire, a third dimensional intention. What we need to do instead is to work together as one being to create a society that doesn't need money, that isn't based on money, that is based on we care for everyone. We are in unity. We don't want to have more money than other people. We want everybody to be comfortable. We don't want people in the streets starving. We don't want people in castles and high places controlling and doing whatever else they do. So what we are doing is that we are bridging that gap in between, that polarity of the very rich and the very poor, which has, see how money is the very rich. There are very rich people that do wonderful things, probably a pretty small percentage. And there are very poor people that do very wonderful things in a smaller percentage because it's so hard to just survive. But what we are doing with this process of ascension, we're closing the gap. And so where we live in the middle, that money is not going to be even around. It's not a fifth dimensional commodity. No galactic society has anything like money. That is only on third dimensional Earth. And because everybody is cared for all the time. There's free health care, there's free housing, there's free food. Lemuria, the citizens of Lemuria that live in the core of Gaia right now, they don't have money. They don't use money. They never needed money. Everybody shares. Everybody is loving each other because everyone resonates to this higher state of consciousness, which places them in this state of unity with all life. And the higher your state of consciousness, the more you move into the state of unity, that you would not ever want to do anything against another. And this is what happens when ascended masters ascend. And so if all of the role models that we have had that have ascended, if they had to go through that, then why wouldn't we all have to go through that as well? Isn't that the main component of ascension?
Mm-hmm. I think it's an accelerated way of learning.
Absolutely. Because we release that resistance, mm-hmm. and we expand our consciousness. When we're on daily beta waves, it's very slow to learn things. But we could go all the way to gamma waves, and the instant that we perceive it, it is completely usable for us instantly. Mm-hmm. And so it's all about our state of consciousness. And the higher state of consciousness that we are maintaining is it allows us to see options and possibilities that we cannot even conceive when we're in a lower state of consciousness. And within this now, that higher state of consciousness is go out and tell the truth. Mm-hmm. I have awoken, and so I awake you, and I awake you. If we were all asleep somewhere and someone wakes up, we would instantly want to wake each other up. And that's what we're doing. But we still have this polarized reality. So as some people are waking up, other people are dispensing sleeping pills. So that is something that as we move towards the middle, then we don't have to wake up because everyone's already awake.
Beautiful. And it makes me think about crop circles, what you are saying, by moving to the middle.
Yes.
Since 2009, I believe the crop circles are made by the Arcturians.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, when I go to Wiltshire in England, beautiful area of the world, because when you see the shapes of the crop circles, for example, there are crop circles with three yin-yang symbols in a geometrical shape turning around the center.
Yes.
Now, they are showing the multidimensional reality of balance, because you said just a minute ago that we have to find this middle, this balance.
Yes.
And those images of the crop circles, they remind me of it, that there's a plethora of crop circles that show us this moving to the middle, this beautiful geometry showing us this unity.
And crop circles are also examples of light language.
Mm-hmm.
Because light language doesn't come out with individual letters put into words, put into sentences. Mm-hmm. It's more like hieroglyphic, where there is a picture, and that picture gives you the whole story within that picture. And that's what the crop circles are. They're actually light language.
Yes, they're telling us an enormous database of information.
Yes. Because
when we look at that shape, I'm looking right now at a flag that I bought in Wiltshire for my friend Rich. He's amazing. He has a crystal clear crystal shop in Wiltshire, in Pusey.
Uh-huh.
The crop circle is a circle divided in seven parts. Now, seven is a very special number. The circle is equally divided in seven parts, and it's pointing in all directions. And the beauty of it is that when you look at it, there is an immediate, full informational blueprint of that multidimensional lesson or meaning or principle they want to teach us and show us. Only by looking at it and understanding geometry and understanding the mandala, like you said, it's not a sentence with words and letters. It is in a direct way of immediately being in that state of consciousness.
Yes. Yes, it is. And there are actually directions.
Mm-hmm.
And as we are able to move into that state of consciousness, we'll be able to read those.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to read those. And the Arcturians, it is their galactic chosen gift to move through, actually the universal, move through whatever area has a possibility of ascending into that next frequency of reality. And so when that occurs, then they send many of their emissaries in spaceships to overlight, as well as sending their essence into lower expressions of themselves and those that are grounded. And they begin with a lot of education, because mm-hmm. education and new knowledge is what brings in new change.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is not a run away from or a splitting off from. It is a moving into the center of, moving into the core of, just like the crop circles. If you follow them, most of them, you'll find that there is a center of some mm-hmm. type. And you move into that center. That is our core. And our core is our spinal column, and inside of our spinal column is our kundalini force. And as we raise our consciousness and expand our meditations, that kundalini is really awakening. And as it awakens, then we are able to flash into light body. When we can flash into light body, and that doesn't mean instead of your physical form.
Mm-hmm.
But when we flash into light body, then our full essence is within that fifth dimensional self. And within that fifth dimensional self, we resonate to a fifth dimensional reality. We took on third dimensional bodies and we resonate and adhere to a third dimensional planet. Now, as we expand our consciousness and we begin our interdimensional travels, the way that we enter into other realities is that we move to a reality that matches our resonance, and we find that the feelingness of that reality that exudes unconditional love. And as we come to this unconditional love, then that portal opens, like the Arcturian portal. Corridor, that portal opens and we move in to that reality, and we experience that reality for the nowness of that reality. And then when we are complete, then we move out and we move back into the vast sea of the now of the one, and travel interdimensionally until we are feeling that attraction to yet entering another reality. And we did the same way when we entered this third dimensional reality, but we were aware that we were stepping down our energy packages a great deal. And so we wrote in to our plan before we took on a body about events that would happen in our lives to help us to wake up and to accept that connection with our true self in these higher frequencies.
Yes. Yeah, that's a very beautiful description. Now, Susanna, we have about 1 minute left in this beautiful radio show, and I think the listeners have received a healing by hearing your voice and the Arcturians. in your frequency, in the frequency of your voice, I'm feeling much more calmer and actually healed and loved by the Acturians by doing this radio show with you. Now, I want to quickly get the attention from the listeners for your books that are available on Amazon. One of them is A New Home. Then there is It Is the Now. And the third book I see here is Life on the Mothership. Then there is The Landing Party. And then there is Reconstructing Reality. And there is Visions from Venus. Now, I think there's a lot of material for my dear listeners who are here with us to expand their knowledge into the multidimensional reality of ourselves. And by having said that, Susanna, I want to heartfully thank you for being here with me and sharing this beautiful moment, this beautiful hour with the listeners. So thank you so much, Susanna, and I wish you all love that I could feel that I have for you and for the Acturians and also to the listeners.
And thank you so very, very much. And I thank you for this moment to be able to share. And the Arcturians, we thank all of you and we send our love and blessings to all of you who ever tune in to this radio within your now. Blessings be.
Blessings be. Love and light.
Love and light.